Our interview tonight is with Ann Williamson. Ann came and gave us sort of the background on the Ukraine last year in the fourth quarter. It was so successful and we got such positive feedback and requests to get her back that I asked her to come back. We spoke to her. She was in Budapest to get a real update on what's happening in Eastern Europe and what's been happening. It's a great interview and I strongly recommend it to you. I would note that, of course, the Iran deal is not good for Russia. It means ultimately more energy coming into Europe from the Middle East, and that's real competition for Russia. The Iran deal, of course, is only a framework. There are a lot of details to be worked out between now and June, and a lot of people opposing it, so it's far from a done deal. But doing his best to make sure that it didn't become a done deal, we see Russian President Vladimir Putin this week agreeing to sell long-range air defense missile systems to Iran and doing everything he can to bollocks up the relationships. But pretty funny that he jumped in and did that. Frank Underwood would be proud. Anyway, the quote that I used for the Solari Report blog post for Ann's interview was from, it was a Ukraine proverb, "There are many lies, but barely one truth," and what an appropriate description of that whole situation.